Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Here we are. Welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yesterday on the show, Lunchbox was talking about how famous he is. And every time he goes out, he gets recognized. And people were calling in, just like, Lunchbox, you need to control your ego. And it went for a lot of the show. But to start the show today, Pam is on in Iowa. Pam.
Yes.
You ran into Lunchbox somewhere.
I did. We were vacationing down in Nashville last year, and we went to a Chick-fil-A, and I heard this voice. It was crazy busy. I heard this voice, and I was like, I know that voice. And I'm like, thought for a second, I'm like, that is Lunchbox. And I'd never seen his, like, photo before, and I walked up to him. I'm like, are you Lunchbox? And he was like, yeah, and he was so nice and took his picture with us, and it was awesome.
So you're saying, one, he's nice, which we all know. We think Lunchbox plays up this character like, argh, but he is a nice guy. But you did go ask him for a picture. So would you say Lunchbox is famous?
I got his picture. I got my picture with him. And then, like, other people were coming up to me. It made me feel famous. They're like, who is that? I'm like, it's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show.
You're second generational famous.
That's what I'm saying. I passed my fame on to someone else. I remember this lady. She was great. Really nice lady. She was heading out. She was about to get on the road and head back to Florida when she was getting her Chick-fil-A. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm running late. I'm supposed to be somewhere. But I had to stop for some lunch and got a picture. She was an amazing lady, her and her family.
Were you going to Florida?
I was not going to Florida. I was going to Iowa.
Oh, good job.
Same difference.
He was running late, and he was, like, going to Kentucky or something.
Yeah, I was going to Kentucky Downs.
And then the other really weird thing is it was just a random day at Chick-fil-A, and it was the craziest, busiest day at Chick-fil-A. Do you remember that one?
It took, like, 20 minutes to get my food because it was so busy, and that's why I was late. I was like, man, I really got to go, but this lady wants to get a picture with someone famous. Okay, I'll take the time. I was a little late to my appearance, but, you know, I made this lady happy, and she got some secondary fame, and people don't believe me that I'm famous. She didn't even know what I looked like. She just heard my voice. That happens when you're a celebrity.
Well,
In Iowa, in my book, he's a total celebrity.
There you go. Well, hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
I guess you are a superstar.
I do, and I appreciate you. I don't know her name.
Pam.
Yeah.
You don't have to
from
yell.
From Iowa, not Florida.
Yeah.
Well, she was coming from, I don't know, but I just knew that it was a Chick-fil-A.
She was an amazing person, too. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Lila Garcia from Texas decided it was her 10th birthday and she wanted to do 10 acts of kindness. Now, she came up with this idea herself. She originally wanted a GoPro. She goes, that'd be cool to have. But then she said, you know what if I just did 10 nice things for other people? And so she did. She took donuts to police officers, left positive notes on car windshields, bought strangers meals, and more. And that's what she did for her birthday.
Love it. We can all learn from her.
Yeah, I feel like we can learn a lot from 10-year-olds, especially yep. Lunchbox, right?
I don't think I'm 10, but I'm
but
pretty
we didn't
smart.
Say you were 10.
We didn't say, again.
Oh, you're saying like,
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Officials announced that sinkhole that swallowed two homes last week. It's getting bigger. Other residents in the area have been evacuated. In other news, Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor. The 70-year-old senator and his family are looking into treatment options. And finally, O.J. Simpson has served 9 years in jail. Today, he's up for parole. If he's granted parole, he'll be out of jail in October.
Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. In about an hour, we played golf yesterday, and he's really good. Yeah. And I'm not. He's like 6'7". And listen, I'm a good 6 foot. In golf shoes, probably 6'1", 2 maybe. And I still look like I was getting dwarfed yesterday. There's a picture on my Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones. Do you and your husband fight about money at all?
No, never really about money, because at the beginning of our marriage, that was the advice that we were told that that's likely what we're going to fight about the most. So we've tried to stay ahead of that.
70% of couples fight about money.
Wow.
More than anything else. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The only thing I fight with her about money-wise is stop spending money on me.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, stop. Don't. That's the fight for us.
Well, she wants to get you things.
It's different. I make more than she does right now.
Okay.
So it's like, let's spend according to how much we make. And she's out like buying. She bought this contraption that puts your top back on your Jeep. I sent it back.
Bobby.
No,
you
it was
sent
too
it
much
back?
Money. And I was like, that's just too not. It was, yes.
Like, you sent it back to her, you
no,
sent it back to the company.
Sent it back to the company, got a refund, got her money back. That's our fight. She spent too much money on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
So weird.
I know.
The Bobby Bones
Show.
Time for your good news. Show and tell with positive stories. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
An Ohio 12-year-old girl. Her name is Lila. She was eating with her grandma. They're at Applebee's. And her grandma started choking on a baked potato. Luckily, she's 12. She's a Girl Scout. She learned CPR like 2 weeks before. Boom.
Wow.
Meemaw spit up the potato. Saved her life. You gotta be careful with Meemaws, too. They're like babies. If you squeeze too hard...
they're fragile.
Meemaws
yeah.
are
yeah,
fragile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was recognized for her. They had a special ceremony. They should give her like a Meemaw badge.
Yeah.
And now I present to you. Thank you very much for saving my life.
There she is.
And that's me, Gertrude. Amy?
Speaking of Meemaws, a 92-year-old grandmother got to be the flower girl at her granddaughter's wedding. Yep. Isn't that so cute? She needed a flower girl. She said she always wanted her grandpa and her grandma to be the flower girl and the ring bearer. But her grandpa passed away, but her grandma, 92 years old, walked down the aisle with her walker and was the flower girl.
Hold the wedding. I'm coming. Hold on.
So precious.
Can we slow the song down a bit? I'll be there waiting. You know they were like, all right, girl. Come on. Come on.
Lunchbox. Erica is pregnant with her fourth kid. When she's sitting there, she goes, oh, no, my water broke. Time to go to the hospital. So her husband goes out to start the car. Won't start. He's like, I got this. Hits a little app. Uber shows up 2 minutes later, driving him to the hospital. They're only a mile down the road. Pull over. Uber driver delivers the baby right there on the side of the road.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Better give 5 stars on that one.
Did she get out of the Uber to have the baby or have the baby in the Uber car?
They had the baby in the Uber, and they gave her an Uber onesie. Uber sent her a onesie.
Yep.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's they better cool. send that guy a new car.
Yeah.
No sound effect for the baby being born? Thank you.
He was when I was.
It all goes together.
Okay.
It
works.
All right.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Amy was giving me a hard time a second ago. So we got off the air and she's like, why would you do that? I was like, what? She goes, you sent the Jeep lift back? Actually, it's called a hoist. I've looked it up.
Let me look at this thing.
To put the hardtop back on my Jeep, it's pretty heavy, and you need two people to do it because it's very wide and awkward. It's not too heavy, but it's just too wide and awkward.
Okay.
And so my girlfriend bought me this thing that lifts it itself.
Wow.
And yeah. I just felt like it was too much money because I'm probably just going to switch the top out twice a year, and I can get one buddy to help me do it. And I was like, don't spend that money on that. So I sent it back and got a refund. I didn't keep the money, but Amy's like, that's rude of you. I felt like it was the opposite. Like, I could install the hoist and use it twice a year, but I want to spend that kind of money.
That's you trying to manage how she spends her money. If she wants to buy you something, then she should be able to buy you something. And that was actually really thoughtful and a nice gift.
If I bought her a guitar and she was never going to use it and I spent a lot of money, she better take it back. And
what?
Be like, that's,
oh.
Yeah, of course.
Great point. He's looking out for her financial future.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
Romantic.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but that's not your job. right
kind
now.
Kind of it is.
It is?
To look out for each other, yeah.
Well, sure, but she's a responsible person.
Not like me.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Luke Bryan saw a woman in the crowd arguing with her boyfriend, so he walked over to help, but she wanted nothing to do with him and rudely waved him away twice.
That's okay. If I were in an argument...
Yeah, but Luke Bryan's coming over.
But it doesn't matter. It's also kind of embarrassing, and especially if it's not a real fight. If you're just arguing, and then the guy on stage goes like, hey, let me stop this argument. I'm probably like, just relax, Luke. Go sing your song. Let me finish.
I don't know. That'd be a fun way to kind of end the argument. I don't know. It's funny he got waved away twice. So there's a new game show in development based on Words with Friends. You used to be obsessed with that app.
Yeah, I told people could cheat. And what would happen was people would download the app and it would tell them, so I quit. Cold turkey.
Wow. Well, would you be into a game show based on that?
I'm not.
We don't
not
really have details on it yet, but it seems like all these apps are turning into TV shows.
Because they don't have any ideas.
Oh.
And I don't really like game shows or reality shows so much.
Not your thing.
Because I always feel like they're rigged.
Yeah.
Like, I know how TV shows work.
So you don't believe anything?
I don't.
Not even Survivor?
Especially not Survivor.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Springfield, Oregon. A woman was arrested after her kids came to her like, oh, Mom, take us for a walk. Take us for a walk. She's like, I'm tired. All right, get in your wagon. Tied the wagon to the back of the car and drove around the neighborhood, dragging the wagon with the kids inside of it.
How slow?
She was going between 10 and 15 miles an hour, people reported.
It's pretty fast. But how would people know? Like, I'm wondering, though. Listen, not safe, right? But, like, Eddie, you have kids.
Yeah.
Would you drag your kids really slow behind your car?
Probably not. Hmm. I mean, I've dragged them on an inner tube tire over ice. Done that before.
See, well, that's fun. I just don't think this sounds... Listen, it's not safe and you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I've just heard bigger boneheads. Mm-hmm. Did they arrest her?
They arrested her. She said, look, I was just trying to show them a good time and there's the kids in the way.
Okay. Oh, man. I mean,
kind of cute, right?
Yeah, it's kinda. Like a wagon, but not. It's a car.
It's a station wagon pulling a kid's wagon.
Yeah.
It's kinda cute.
Yeah, it's like they're in a parade.
It's like, ah.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Listen, don't do it. But yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox has been playing Uncle Lunchbox, and he went to Chuck E. Cheese, which, by the way, the baby's like one, right?
She is 10 months old.
So not even.
Why Chuck E. Cheese for 10 months old?
Because I was looking for something to do to get her out of the house, because we've been at the house playing toys, and so I was like, perfect, free entertainment, you take him to Chuck E. Cheese. Because a 10-month-old doesn't know the difference. So you go in, and all they do is they give you a little stamp when you walk in, and you're supposed to buy, like, a card to, like, play the machines. You just stick her on the machine, and she thinks it's on, and she's standing and turning the wheels, and you killed an hour, spent no money. It was great.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast because I played a little skee ball with myself, you know, whenever someone left it there, or the basketballs. If there's a couple extra basketballs, you shoot them. But yeah, she just sat there and, you know, she hits the screen and she just likes the flashing lights. Free 99 entertainment. So if you have a young kid, don't even buy the pass. Just go and set them on the ride.
Well, I don't think encouraging that's the right thing.
Yeah.
But that is pretty smart on Lunchbox's part.
Are you ready for the baby to go home?
Baby, yeah. It's a little tiring. Like, it's rough. Like, you don't get to sleep because you don't sleep until the baby sleeps is what I've learned, that that's how it goes down. If a baby naps for 45 minutes, you can only get a 45-minute nap. And that's not good amount of sleep.
Hmm. So if your sister and the baby are there, why can't you sleep?
Well, because I feel like I am wasting that time. They came to visit me, and so I'm trying to be nice and spend time with them. And if I just go sleep all day, I think it's kind of rude.
For you to think that's
pretty
rude.
That's pretty impressive.
Cool.
Yeah,
that is cool.
Yeah,
good
see, job, I'm very hands-on uncle. I mean, I came up with Chuck E. Cheese idea because I was like, what can I do that's free and easy? And you know, or I take him to the park and look at the ducks. That's perfect, too. It's free and easy. Yeah.
But free, we don't need the free and easy.
Do you like play with the baby by yourself whenever she's not around?
Oh, yeah.
You keep the baby?
Yeah, we get down on the floor and the baby doesn't really play. She just likes to take her toys and throw them behind her. So we just take the toys and throw them behind her.
Oh, you guys bond.
Do you have a voice, like a baby voice that you talk to her?
Kennedy! Hey, Kennedy, what are you doing? Where are baby's feet? Behind the bubbles. It's a book. There's this book. It says, where is baby's blank? And it's different pages. And it's like, where are baby's feet? And then you have a little pull down thing. And it's like, behind the bubbles.
Oh, my gosh.
He sounds like he's into it, though.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
Charles Kelly coming up in a bit from Lady Annabella.
That's when I run to you.
I got to talk to him about where they're going on tour. I was like, what? Facebook plans a subscription service. Did you know that?
Oh, boy.
So you're going to pay for them to give you news?
That's what it is. Okay. It'd be like if you were buying from the Washington Post, the New York Times. But Facebook plans a subscription news service as early as October. There's a bagel donut.
What?
Ugh.
It's a donut made with cream cheese, lox, and everything spice.
Oh, bagel donut. Okay. I guess that's normally stuff you put on a bagel, but it's a donut. I'm not into it.
I'm out.
I'm going to tell you something that's pretty good that we debated about.
What?
So those Pringles that taste like ramen noodles.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a thing for Dollar General in the next few weeks. I'm hosting this event for them. And you can only get them at Dollar General.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they heard me talking about it on the show, so they brought me some of them. And I have like one or two a day because I don't eat a lot of bad food. Like salty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fantastic. Like if you're into chips.
Really?
Guys, they taste just like, as you guys would call them, ramen noodles.
You
like
call
where
them,
I'm from, we
so
call
like,
them ramen noodles. Yeah.
Ramen, yeah.
And it's the chicken flavored, right? I think it's only chicken. Mm-hmm.
They're excellent. And they taste exactly like old school noodles.
I used to make that stuff all Me the too. Time.
All right, Charles Kelly coming up. And they're going on tour somewhere crazy. We got to talk about that in a second.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Here's what's trending right now. John McCain, the 80-year-old senator, has been diagnosed with brain cancer. Did you read the note that his daughter wrote?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Last night on Twitter?
I saw what he put out, but no.
What did he put out?
He was just saying that, well, I read that he was confident everything was going to be fine. He was going to beat this. He feels good about it.
She wrote a nice note on Twitter. It was like, hey, listen, he's fought a lot of really hard things, and people have tried to stop him his whole life, and we don't plan on this stopping him.
Yeah.
I was reading, and I was watching a doctor, and listen, the diagnosis does not look good. This is a very aggressive form, and you hope he pulls through. I mean, this Senator McCain was put in a POW. Like, he was held as a prisoner for years. Mm-hmm. He's an American hero.
Yeah.
So...
No, it's been cool seeing people, cross party lines,
from
just send
sides.
Encouragement out there, just like Hillary and Obama and everyone just saying, like, you got this, John. Like, we're...
Even Trump, who they don't like each other.
Sure, yeah, true.
Everybody. It's both sides. I'm telling you, this or an asteroid coming toward Earth is going to be what it takes to make everybody be together.
Mm. Okay.
You laugh?
No.
The political climate is so weird.
It's so bad.
You can't even disagree with someone without having to just despise them at this point.
Yeah.
And so what's going to take is a big asteroid coming toward Earth and everybody having to unite. Like all of a sudden we're going to be buzzed with North Korea and China and Russia and we're all going to have to be like, we're in this together. All political parties and all humans, and we have to shoot down a meteor. That's what's going to be done. You can laugh. At this point, it's going to take something crazy like that to happen. Or like a monster from the ocean.
Oh, like the Loch Ness?
Something big.
Like yeah. It come, yeah.
Okay.
It comes to land.
Yeah, eats us all.
Do you know that they go to creative, like movie writers and stuff, and they say, hey, predict what would happen, like an attack. Like if you could use your most vivid imagination.
Hmm.
And they bring them into a room like once a year or so. This is a real thing.
The government?
Really?
Yeah, this is a real thing. And so they go, what would you do? And so it's almost like they're saying, okay, if someone was a terrorist, what would be the most wild thing they could think of as a way to attack?
Ooh, wow.
So they bring in the creatives to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so you didn't know that was a thing?
No.
I didn't about the
about
natural
this.
Disasters.
Well, after 9/11, they were like, wow, we never thought about people flying planes into buildings. And so they started to bring people in and say, what would you do? Like, what's a way that we're not thinking of that you would attack?
Hmm.
It's actually a really smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought about that because I was thinking of
the asteroid.
Other things that could happen.
Yeah.
Star Wars is trending. Ron Howard has shared the first pick of Donald Glover as the young Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie. I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I did?
Yep. Lando Calrissian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you nailed it. That was
but
good.
But who's Lando Calrissian?
He was in the first two or Empire of the Stripes Back. I don't remember, but he was Han's good friends, but betrayed him later in life.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, wow.
Oh, great.
Beyonce is trending because Madame Tussauds made an unlifelike wax figure
of
the singer.
Did you see how pale, like white she is?
No.
She's not. Her skin is very light.
Well, she looked like a white person?
Yeah. Like, it just doesn't depict Beyonce. And Madame Tussauds is normally, like, pretty right on.
They're either super right on or they look nothing like it. There's really no middle ground.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
You walk through and you're like, dang, that looks just like Keith Urban. Or you walk through and you go, that does not look like Brad Paisley.
That's true.
So in studio now with Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. What up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
I was looking online, and you guys are going to other countries now on tour.
Yeah, we're actually, for the first time, going to go to South Africa. So it's kind of wild.
Do you have fans in South Africa?
Like, how do you know people are going to show up?
This is the craziest thing. So we need you now, like, you know, did it saying it crossed over and literally was... We would find out like it was like number one in some like crazy like Norway or something. In South Africa, the song, like, it was just huge for the longest time, and they wanted us to come over there around then, but our schedule was so crazy we couldn't tour. And you don't really make any money because it costs so much to take all your equipment over there. But we said, you know what, the fans, like, they still want to show. And so 6 years later, we're going.
So you got the record. I mean, mm-hmm. Now you have a lot of songs that people know, like a lot of new songs that they know, not just the
exactly.
radio songs.
Yeah, it's fun because, like, with every week that goes by, you know, on the tour, it's like they start to know, you know, some of the album tracks, like Heartbreak, you know, or another song called, like, Somebody Else's Heart that we do in the live show, not just the singles, you know, but it's just fun. I mean, and, you know, with the song You Look Good having horns, we decided to take a horn section out on the road, you know, with us this tour. And I mean, they're playing on songs like Downtown and Looking for a Good Time, and they've just amped the show up so much that we were like, well, we can't go back now. So I think honestly, for the rest of our career, we'll probably have, you know, a couple horns out there with us. So it's fun.
So what's the deal with, when you're picking your set list, playing songs that nobody knows yet?
Yeah, you know what, that's the nice thing though. Like I remember when we were opening up for like Tim McGraw, you know, there was like big hits that he couldn't put in the set, and we're not there yet, but it's like, that was always the goal, to get to where you can have an hour and a half, 2 hour show full of, you know, songs that people know. And so usually what we do is, I mean, we play our 16, 17, you know, big hits, and then we've got, you know, we'll sprinkle in a few covers and a few stuff off the new record. But it's funny to finally kind of feel like we're finally there where, you know, it's not like, you know, before you had two or three singles, it was like you could tell when everybody was about to go get a beer.
Like,
all right, here's some new songs for you. And it's like, oh, that's my pee break.
Isn't it a weird thing, though, that the songs that you probably like doing the most is the new stuff that nobody really knows
for
yet?
For sure.
Because you've played the other stuff 100 times.
Exactly. But, you know, you never get sick of singing like Need You Now and seeing the reaction, or Bartender. I mean, but like right now, like You Look Good, I mean, whatever is the current single, that always gets the biggest reaction. When the horns come out and we do You Look Good, I mean, it's like, it's just, I don't know, it gives me chills every night. So it's, I don't know, you never really get sick of performing them. I think for me, like, I don't know, maybe some of the ones that, like, I'm not as proud of, like, it's not my favorite song. Like, Looking for a Good Time, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I guess we'll throw it in there. Or like Our Kind of Love, I'm like, yeah, I guess we'll throw it in there. But I don't know, the big ones, man, you never get sick of, like, singing Run to You. I love it every night, and hearing the, you know, fans sing. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. All right, time now for... You're never gonna get it. According to this, 7 out of 10 guys say they do this when they want to feel more attractive. All right, we got dudes here. Most dudes, 70% of guys, say they do this when they want to feel more attractive. Like 7 out of 10. So most dudes say they do this when they want to feel more attractive. Okay, so I don't think you'll get it. 70% of guys say they do this when they want to feel more attractive. Amy, never going to get it. What is it?
Push-ups.
Wow, that's a quality guess. Wow. Lunchbox.
It's easy. Hit the scale. Weigh themselves.
What?
I got it.
Eddie?
Grow a beard.
Ooh.
Hit it! What?
Yeah! Yeah!
Winner.
las amaré. Ya todos gustaron, pero me dejan pasar. Con esta melodía, sabor sur y guararé.
Come on, guys, everybody. El nuevo down, down.
Look at that guy.
Shoot. My neighbor, I ran into him in the street, and he told me, hey, heads up, we've all been talking, and I guess multiple people have seen kids just casually coming down our street, I'm sure all throughout the neighborhood, and just sliding their hands to see which car, like, they're not going to break a window, but if it's unlocked, they may go inside because they see people, kids checking door locks.
One of my friends had her car stolen because she left her door unlocked and the keys in the middle.
Yeah.
You just can't. It's not breaking in if you leave your car unlocked. Now, if you steal stuff, that's stealing. But you're not breaking in.
Well,
you're all you're doing is opening a door that was already open.
Okay, but that you weren't supposed to open.
But that's not breaking in.
So what do you consider that?
Yeah, what is that?
The door's so, open. Get in, have a seat. Yeah, it's called getting in the car. There's no rule against getting in a car.
Okay, but what if you take something? Then you're
that's stealing.
That's stealing.
Okay. So people aren't going to break in, but if you leave it open, it's almost like you're inviting them to steal stuff. It's your fault.
What?
What?
If you leave your car door open and some...
You mean unlocked?
Yes.
I'm talking about wide open, but yeah, unlocked.
It's open means not locked.
Well, I was just painting the picture.
If you leave your door open and you leave stuff in there and someone steals it, that's on you. That's not on them.
No, it's on them. They stole.
It's not your... It's not... I disagree.
Hold on. So you can leave your front door unlocked and if they come in, it's your fault?
I'm going to shoot you if you come into my house. I'm in there.
But
I'm not in my car.
If you're not in there, because I'll leave and go somewhere and leave my door unlocked. So if someone goes
if someone comes, if you leave it unlocked.
Good to know.
It's your fault.
Say that louder on the radio. Yeah, that you leave your door unlocked.
It's your fault.
Yeah, it's your knucklehead, so it's your fault.
Wow.
They should get in trouble for stealing because they stole. But yeah, it's your fault.
Wow.
If you're dumb enough to leave your door unlocked.
No, sometimes you're an accident enough.
No.
It doesn't mean you're dumb.
Yeah.
It means you're forgetful maybe or preoccupied.
Which is you being negligent.
Yeah, but you're expecting for people to be cool and nice.
That's
the
problem. You can't have expectations of other people ever.
Yeah, but...
So if someone gets in your car and just sits there, they don't go to jail?
Well, they're not doing anything wrong.
It's like a...
But that's my car.
I'm not sure trespassing laws of cars. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if they're in there and it's unlocked, that's your fault for leaving your door unlocked.
Huh.
Yeah.
If you walk into your house and they're just sitting on the couch chilling.
Not doing anything wrong. But just chilling.
Like, they're still trespassing, and I'm probably going to shoot them. But I'm like, oh, that's my fault. I left the door unlocked. You're just able to walk in.
So your Jeep is sitting at the grocery store.
Uh-huh. Ah, good point.
And the doors are off. I can just go sit in it, no problem, because that's your fault.
I wouldn't call the cops, no.
You
wouldn't call the cops?
No, I'd be like, hey, get out of my Jeep. Why are you guys calling the cops so quick? I'd be like, hey, dude. Get out of my freaking
Jeep.
But
if they steal something, like you didn't lock your console, and they steal something out of your console, is it your fault because you didn't lock the console?
Yeah. Ooh.
What? No, it's their fault because they stole.
No. You get a lookout for number one.
Oh.
I can't control other people. I can only control me.
That's true.
You guys are all participation ribbons and worried about... Yes, you are. I can only control me. I can't control other people.
I am not a participation ribbon.
Participation ribbons and blaming other people. So what's wrong with America? You, all of you. Talking about Amy's neighborhood and kids are walking around unlocking car doors, and if it's open, they get in and maybe steal the car. And I'm like, if you leave your car door open, that's on you. It's on them too. They shouldn't be doing that. Like, you can't steal stuff. It's still against the law. You'll get trespassing charges. But again, if they're into your house, it's like putting a $5 bill out and saying, okay, I'll put this in my property. Don't walk by and steal it. If they do, they shouldn't have, but that's still on you. You made it so much easier for them. Like, lock your doors. Because if you don't lock your doors, you're just saying, hey, go ahead, take it.
Yeah, if they're walking by to check it, like a $5 bill, like I can stumble upon it. I'm going to see it with my eyeballs no matter what. But a door handle, you don't know it's unlocked unless you go over to it and you like check
it. It's still illegal. It's illegal, but it's a dumb on your part to leave your car door unlocked. Like, you can't blame them because you have nothing to do with them. You have nothing to do with what they're thinking.
I can blame them.
No, you can't. You don't know them. It's like when someone cheats. Let's say... I'm dating somebody, and some other dude comes and cheats with my girlfriend. I don't blame that dude. I blame my girlfriend.
But your dude doesn't know, that other dude maybe doesn't know she's in a relationship. They know that's not their car.
Yeah.
He knows that she's in a relationship.
Unless they think it's their car, because one time I got into a car that wasn't mine. But it was unlocked. So.
Oh, you're going to jail. Seeing if they would have locked it, you never got in.
I didn't steal anything.
I'm saying that people always trying to... Give blame to everybody else. If you just take care of yourself, a lot of things won't happen bad for you.
Yeah, so the people that are checking the car doors, take care of yourself.
Jason, hello. How are you, buddy?
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
None. I got a crazy story for you. But when I was about 8 or 9 years old, living in the country, I had a neighbor. I went next door to a neighbor to see if anybody was home, but nobody was home, so the door was unlocked, so I went inside. And because I went inside, somebody called the police and said somebody was breaking and entering. And cops came, and they had a big old long talk with me. And I guess they did a little scare tactic and said, you're getting charged with breaking and entering. And, you know, I was trying to explain to them all I did was go in the house because nobody was home, but it was unlocked.
How old were you?
I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Listen, it's still illegal to go in. You can't go in. It is breaking and entering.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't lock your door, that doesn't happen. if you lock your door, that doesn't happen. I don't understand people. Just lock your doors.
Okay.
Amy, lock your door in your neighborhood.
I do.
Oh, you have to say it three times while that'll Beetlejuice comes?
I was just telling you, my neighbor warned me that they've been seeing kids walking up and down the street checking door handles.
And then you started being like, we should be able to unlock our doors in America. And I'm like, you can, but you will suffer the consequences.
Yeah, what's happening to our country?
Lindsay and Raleigh, hey.
Hey there, first time caller.
Hey!
What up? Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell a story. My apartment got broken into. I actually wasn't there. I was out of town for the weekend. But my roommate was home. She thought she had locked the door, went to bed, all was fine, and then she woke up to some guy in the apartment who was hammered and, you know, called the cops. The cops got there, and he was sitting on the couch eating our food. So he got arrested anyway. So I would say, even though the door was unlocked, still probably not the best thing you could do.
Imagine if the door was locked. He never got in. All you can do is take care of yourself.
I wonder if he thought he was, like, in his apartment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he was so drunk.
Yeah, this guy wasn't trying to steal anything.
Yeah.
He's just drunk.
He's trying to get a bite to eat.
He's hungry.
Wow. He's lucky.
All you can do is take care of yourself. Ain't nobody else looking to take care of you. They're just looking to steal from you. That's life.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Okay, Bobby, I know you've been saying that Sam Hunt's song, Body Like a Back Road, is still like...
It's the number one song.
The number one song. It's still, it should be everywhere, and...
No. Every number one song since Body Like a Back Road has not been number one is a fake number one.
Yeah.
Just because it's the biggest, most downloaded song, most everything song, and our format's goofy, and they like just trade out number ones. Yes.
Well, Sam Hunt posted a pretty awesome stage view clip of the entire crowd singing Body Like a Back Road.
It's like 20,000 people just singing
loud.
There's not been a song bigger still right now. There's no country song bigger than Body Like a Back Road.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can yell all the time. It's like me talking about females in country. I can yell. You know, I just sometimes feel like I'm yelling at a wall.
Mm-hmm. Nah. We're listening.
We're listening. There's
loud and clear.
You're the only ones.
No, when I saw the clip, I thought of you. I was like, Bobby calling it. Look at all these people chanting this song.
I'm not even saying anything super smart.
I know you're not. But I mean, it's proof right there. He's got an entire place just singing every single word. And you can tell nobody's like mumbling. They don't not sure what they're saying.
My kids know the name, the words of that song. Yeah. My kids.
Yeah. You have to yell at it.
Body like a back road. Driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand.
I'll let you know when a real number one happens. Right now, they're all fake number ones. Fake number one. All right, what else?
We now have a premiere date for season 8 of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Mark your calendar. October 22nd. It's going to be the series' 100th episode.
I don't feel like I need them on my calendar. I can always Google it if I forget, but it's cool.
I know. You probably don't need to add another dot to your calendar.
I have a lot of dots today.
I do.
This week's been crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I almost don't like all the weight I'm putting on. Can you notice, like, my face?
I think that you look good.
Really? I start to feel like... Bleh.
No, there were times where you were looking too skinny.
Because I was doing I was on TV a lot, so you have to look extra skinny to look normal.
Okay.
So now I've been boxing and putting on weight, but, like, my face and my neck feel like...
No, your jawline is still on point defined.
Yeah, you're my good. Gut, like I got like a little
listen,
pooch
if
now.
You ever really? Have those yeah. feelings, all we have to ever do is look at pictures of us from like 7 years ago and be like, okay, we're doing good.
Oh, yeah.
We were all a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of us 5 years ago. We were all
like,
a little puffy.
You look great. Like, don't.
I'm not fishing. I'm not asking.
I know
I'm
you're
saying
not fishing.
I feel.
Just like when I do this, I'm not fishing and you lift me up. I'm just telling you.
You lift me up. What I do is I'll go in a box, right? I'm going to tell you what happens. And you work out for 45 minutes. And then if you work out hard enough, you get to go into the ring. And by the way,
it's weird that more working out is your reward.
I know. Tell me about
it. So messed up to me.
I know. It's completely. But still,
awful.
It makes you go like, I came to box, so I'm gonna have to work out really hard to prove
okay.
to Jared that I can fight in the ring.
Okay,
my boxing coach. So we get in the ring. If I work out hard enough, and I do because I work out hard, but then I eat so I'm so hungry, and I'm just like blah, 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 all the time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been putting on weight. I don't like it. I do. I mean, it's whatever. I just want to get like this.
You're not.
I don't want people to think I'm a fighter walking on the street and challenge me. Like, sometimes, you know how, like, the UFC guys will be at a bar and someone will be like, oh, you think you're so bad. I'm not looking for people to think I'm, like, a fighter and want to challenge me.
Okay. I think that you're good right now.
Oh, yeah? You guys think I'm good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at arms.
I don't know. That's the biggest I maybe have ever seen your bicep. I'm not joking. And I don't mean, like, biggest. It like, maybe just defined. Like,
oh,
that
yeah?
muscle.
Yeah.
I never have seen that. Like stick out before.
Look at this right here.
Whoa!
Dang.
What? That's wow. from boxing.
What's from the workout before the boxing and then the boxing?
Wow, well, man!
Well, then you should be proud of yourself. Like, don't even beat yourself up. It's fine.
I beat somebody else up. My boxing skills. I'm the most unathletic boxer. I watch him and he'll be like, "Do this," and then I'm like, "I just can't do it. I don't. I'm slowly getting it. I'm better. Like I said, I've talked about it before. I'm better than I was 2 weeks ago." But man, I watch these other guys. They'll wrestle and they'll do Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, and then whatever
what?
They do. I don't know.
Everybody's, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu.
I don't know.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Everybody's Muay Thai. Everybody's training to fight. I'm like the guy who's fighting but not training.
Are you going to start doing the like wrestling with a
I only
uniform?
Have one good eye. I can't like fight anybody. But I would like to wear that onesie.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Rick Steiner.
Yeah.
Put the thing on.
I hear that that can be really good for your mental health.
A onesie?
No, but that kind of practice. Yeah, you put on the outfit and you, I don't know if it's Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, I don't know what it is, but it can be really good for your mental health, which I could see you needing that place to escape and like.
I hate exercise though.
Like this isn't really exercise. It's like holding other people in weird positions for long periods of time.
I'm into that.
Like torture.
That's Craigslist.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, Amy, coming to you.
The Morning Corny.
What did Earth say to the other planets?
What did Earth say to the other planets?
You have no life.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, you guys, you have no life.
Yeah.
Losers.
Tomorrow, Danielle Bradbury will be in Female Friday as we use Fridays to highlight female artists that aren't getting as much time on the radio as they should be. So that's happening tomorrow. Danielle Bradbury comes in. Her new song is really good. You're going to like it, Amy. Trust me. Here's the scenario. Eddie, our video producer, he has a neighbor in the yard. It's just out of control, right?
Yeah, I've driven by this house probably 10 or 20 times, and every time I drive by, obviously somebody maybe just doesn't live there, or maybe they're old and they can't mow their lawn. Something's up because it's the one yard in the neighborhood that's got really long grass.
So you want to go mow it?
I want to pimp some joy and mow it. I don't even want to tell them I'm mowing it. I just want to do it for them.
But you're worried
that maybe they're going to think it's creepy or call the cops on me, or maybe be offended that I'm thinking their yard looks bad that I'm mowing it for them. There are a lot of variables that I'm thinking in my head. Like, I want to be nice and do it for them, but this could be taken the wrong way.
Could you go knock on the door and offer to mow their yard for them?
I could. I'm telling you, though, every time I drive by, there are no cars in front. I don't know if anyone lives there. I will. I'll knock on the door today. I'm telling you, I would love to mow their lawn today.
Because what happened to me was my backyard got a little growed up, and my neighbor sent me a note going, hey, I can recommend you a good lawn service. Mm. And I was like, hey, chill out. It's not that bad. It really wasn't that bad.
Okay.
If he would have come over and mowed my yard,
that would have been awesome.
I would have built one of those little cannon things that shoot over the fence. I'd have been, choom, shoot. I'd have been.
So you would have been upset.
I would have been.
Wait, you would have been upset?
Of I was course. Thinking that if he just been... comes into my yard and starts mowing,
oh,
that leave the gate unlocked. Okay. If the gate's unlocked, then that's on me.
Okay, but I think backyard's different than the front
it's
yard.
It's a little different.
Backyard's different than the front yard, right? I have.
This is the front yard, and I just don't know what situation this person is in.
It's a sensitive thing. I think you have to go knock on the door and say, hey, I live a couple houses down. I'm out. Dude, I would probably make us a startup mower. I got a new mower, and
okay.
I'm just, would you like me to mow your yard for free? Because I'm just kind of working the kinks out. Because you could insult them.
Yeah.
Like if they're old, or it could be insulting to them.
Okay, what if I offer, say, hey, I have a lawn service, and I'm wondering if you'd like to.
Wait, you don't have to lie.
And then be like, the first one, and I'll say the first one.
Sometimes in life, you don't have to lie.
I'll even tell them the first one's free.
No, you can't do that, because then they'll be like, I expect more.
Oh.
Just say, hey, listen, I was walking around, I was just, dude, I don't know, man.
I
just know.
So
I felt so weird when my neighbors came at me and were like, hey, you need to mow your yard. Just go knock on the door and say, hey, listen, I want to make sure everything's okay. I see your yard's grown up. Would you like me to mow your yard for free? I'm helping other people out around the neighborhood.
Love it. Love it.
That's what you do.
I think you could just do it. Your heart's in the right place. You want to spread joy. You're not like, oh, your yard's ugly. I need it to look pretty. You're like, man, I don't know what's going on. Are they old? What if they're sick?
That's why you go find out first.
Well, I don't know.
I don't even need to tell them.
What if they come out with a shotgun?
Yeah, then I'll be like, my bad, wrong yard. Sorry, got the wrong address.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY.
Okay.
I just think there's too much to risk by going rogue mo.
Rogue mo.
I do.
I
love where your heart is, but your heart doesn't always put you in the right place.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've just been thinking too much
sometimes
about
this. You
got
to use your head, not your heart.
Oh, I got that.
Knock on the door. Hey, I'm out just helping around some neighbors, which I mean to mow your front yard. And that's even still dicey.
It is dicey.
I'm just letting you know.
The whole thing
is
dicey.
Yeah. And if nobody's home, mow it real quick and get out of Dodge.
Okay.
The scenario is that Eddie, our video producer, has a house in his yard. The front yard's grown up big time. And he's like, I just like to go over there and mow it because it looks bad. And so I was like, can he go mow it? Will the person get upset? A lot of factors. And if it's somebody like real old, they could come out with a gun.
I feel like the best case scenario is that it is someone real old and would appreciate me mowing their lawn.
Yeah.
And what's the worst case scenario?
That maybe it's someone that likes their lawn really long and...
Like Jumanji.
Yes, and it's really mad at me for doing that.
Yeah. It's just when you get on other people's property, you have...
It's a risky.
Thing. That's a thing. Jennifer, hello.
Hi.
You're in Virginia. What's going on?
Just headed to work.
Tell me something.
I was listening to the whole mowing the neighbor yard thing, and we had just moved into a house, and my dad parked his car out on the street and ended up getting hit. So he ended up mowing our neighbor's yard just to be a friendly neighbor and to be like, you know, we don't really cause this much trouble or whatever. Well, she ended up coming over and telling my dad to never touch her grass again because he cut it too short.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Again,
it is
someone's property.
It
they
is.
Have the right if it's their property. And the HOA can deal with it if you have one. I don't have an HOA. I used to get mad at it. But now I don't live in a neighborhood where they have that. People just do whatever they want. It's like international waters where I live.
You put whatever you want.
You can dump trash out, couches.
My neighbors have tires on their front porch.
And you know what? I don't
want to go move them. No, I would like to go move the tires. But you know what?
Go do it.
No.
Yeah, be nice. Help them out.
No, my heart's not in the right place about it.
Oh, that's what it is.
You would be mowing their yard out of like joy. You want to pimp joy and help. Like I would be like... Oh, get these ugly tires off the porch.
Here's a 9-year-old girl. She is on America's Got Talent. Her name is Angelica Hale. Listen to this 9-year-old sing an Alicia Keys song.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Harder than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world that it's on fire. Feel like catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Whoa, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, but she's not backing down.
And sometimes kids get the benefit of the doubt because they're kids, and it's like, oh, look how cute that is. Jeez, man. 9 years old. You have a 9 year old, Eddie?
Yeah, he can't sing like that.
But she's on national TV singing like that.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Like is she gonna do something in life? Like
girls' voices. I mean, look, what do I know? You make a lot of decisions in your life that affect a lot of different things. But a 9 year old singing like that, especially with that kind of tone, and like she knows where her voice is going and where to take it.
This girl is on fire.
Lunchbox is a big kid critic. What do you think?
I mean, I think she was all right.
Okay. Why?
So
because
good.
She's nine, we're going to act like she's the best thing we've ever heard. But.
No one said that, but for a nine-year-old, maybe the best nine-year-old I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she even recognizes where to put the tones. Wow. Mr. Bobby Bones. Welcome to graduation, everyone. It's been a long few years, but I present you with your diplomas today.
Huh?
Whoa.
What I'll do, Amy, is I'll give you the country star. You tell me what their degree is in.
Nice.
For example, Sam Hunt. Does he have a degree in sports medicine, history, or economics? Sam Hunt. Sports medicine, history, or economics?
History.
Incorrect. Sam Hunt has a degree in economics.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
that's why he's balling.
I was going to say sports medicine because that's obvious because he played football, right? But no.
Garth Brooks. Does he have a degree in music, advertising, or social work?
Music.
Advertising. Garth Brooks with the advertising.
Wow. He's very good at marketing himself, yes.
How about Carrie Underwood?
She can hear those church bells ringing.
Take a shot here. What do you think?
I'm really good at this game, so you just want me to guess?
Yeah, because you're not getting them with the options.
Agriculture.
Good guess. Oklahoma girl.
Yeah.
No. Would you guess mass communications?
Yes, I know that's it 100%. Because she wanted to maybe be a news anchor.
You've already missed it though, so you can't yell 100%.
I know, but that was before I was given options.
What about education?
Nope. It's communications.
What are you willing to bet?
Wait, give me the other options. Give me the options.
Mass communication, education, or psychology? Carrie Underwood.
It's mass communication.
What are you willing to bet?
What's on the table?
$100.
$100.
No, not money. Can I shave a thing in your eyebrow? Just one little.
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're 100%.
No.
You can
no. 100%. Eyebrows are way too important to me. Heck to the no.
You're 100%.
I would rather spend $100 and you shave my eyebrow.
No, I don't care about money.
Okay.
Money's not entertaining to me.
Okay. Well.
Okay. I cut a clump out of your hair?
Yeah.
If you're wrong. Like.
How much?
2 inches.
Wow.
2 inches off the very back. Off the very back.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Amy has bet a 2-inch lock of her hair on what Carrie Underwood got her degree in.
Yeah.
So Carrie Underwood either has a degree in mass communications, education, or psychology.
It's mass communication.
Bring in the scissors, please. Thank you. Oh, no, they have a pair ready.
Oh.
A pair of, well, we can use those too. And what? How sure are you?
I'm sure enough to where, I'm sure enough to where I'll let you cut 2 inches off my hair, but not sure enough to where I'll let you shave my eyebrow.
Okay, so.
That, sure.
Like 87%?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Amy says mass communications. The answer is mass communications.
Woo! Yeah! Yes!
I like that you stand behind your answers, though.
Yeah.
I got her flicking her
Felt
hair.
Felt pretty confident about that one.
Well, you missed it first. I fear that Lunchbox is going to hurt himself because he likes to be a vigilante and he likes to chase cop cars sometimes and see what's happening. Now he thinks he's a cop because he drives down the back alley. He's like looking for trouble.
Oh, no.
Well, when I'm on my way to work at that time, that's when Riff Raff's going to be breaking into buildings.
But what are you going to do?
Mate. It's called neighborhood watch, citizen patrol. You have to be looking out for your fellow neighbors, and I feel like people would like that.
But you also will chase a fire truck just to go see where they're going.
Yeah, I like to see what's going on. Like if you see a cop going, like three cops go with you with their lights on, man, something's going down in the hood. You got to go check it out.
You'll bust a Huey if you see cops going the other way.
Oh, I bust a Huey all the time.
That's not safe for anybody. That's not safe. That's not safe for the cops. Not safe for other drivers. It's not safe for where you're going. It's not safe for you.
What if the suspect gets out of their perimeter?
What are you going to do?
Out of their perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, they set up a perimeter, and I'm like, oh, wait, there's a suspect. And I pull up in the 05 Altima.
And you, like, hit him and knock as they're running? And,
yeah.
I don't think about that.
But, I mean, I drive up and down these alleys on the way to work because I'm looking to make sure no one's breaking into these buildings. It makes me feel like I'm doing my part to help the community out. I'm like, woo-hoo.
That's
you shouldn't.
Scary.
You really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And plus, driving in the alley is not safe.
No, it's scary. What are you going to do to defend yourself?
Cars could pull out and stuff, and it's just not safe to be driving down those alleys for fun.
Scientists have figured out why you can't quit Facebook.
Why?
Because a new study says we all want to silently watch and judge our friends. We want to see pictures
of their
lives.
Is that all social media in general? They're just on Facebook?
It could be because Facebook is the biggest.
Sure.
But they say we love doing it so much that we can't look away. So it's interesting. I look at Facebook and I look at pictures of high school people and I'll click through to see kind of what's going on. I look in their houses.
See how they're doing
like,
in
life. Yeah. I'll be honest. Like, I'll say, okay.
Do you feel like you're judging, though, when you're doing it?
We judge every day all the time.
I know.
Judging's not always
a
bad thing.
That's life is judgment.
Oh.
That's all life is one big judgment.
And afterlife, too, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. So true.
Oh, wow. That went deep.
Just
you went
deep.
One step further than my philosophy. I didn't even think that far in advance.
His philosophy.
So anyway, you spy on people on Facebook.
Mostly girls that rejected me, that wanted to be my friends all of a sudden. So pretty much every girl up until like 26
or 27. Oh, that's when the wrath comes down.
It's not wrath, but I'm just always like... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You rejected me.
Mm-hmm. I see how that
like
turned
now?
Out.
And
yeah.
There's no... Listen, I'm no prize, but let's just say I'm kind of like, let's see how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I do. I judge. I'm not going to lie. I judge. I do. I'm part of the reason, I guess, that people stay on Facebook. I look, though, and I zoom in. I guess I'm a creeper because like, on Facebook, if inside someone's house, I will zoom in on a picture and like look at cups and stuff.
What?
And, like, there's a cabinet, or I'll be like, or like when famous people, they'll be in their house, I'll take my fingers and pinch in and like look at their stuff and see like, oh, I wonder how expensive that is. Yeah, I do that.
Well, now I'm going to start.
Start
at doing that. I didn't know you could really zoom in and like get an eye on.
You don't
like,
look at stuff?
I mean, sometimes I zoom in on like the people if I'm trying to look at something, but I haven't like zoomed in to particular items in the picture.
Yeah, well, I love looking at their houses.
I'm a bad person because I
don't
you're
think
not.
It's bad.
I care too
you're
much.
Normal.
I don't think it's bad. I just said you just gave me the idea.
I care too much about stupid things. So there's some Bobby casts up, and there's a new one going up tonight. Tonight, stopping by the house will be Tom Douglas, who wrote House That Built Me, I Run to You, Meanwhile Back at Mama's. And so what I do is I like to highlight songwriters and behind the scenes of Nashville. So you can search Bobby Cast and you'll be able to hear that one. You know, there's one with Zach Crowell who brought his laptop in and he produced and wrote Body Like a Back Road with Sam Hunt. And he like plays it all and, you know, shows you the different levels. I hope you can hear that. Like, I really enjoy it. I like bringing the behind the scenes stuff of country music up to the front. So that'll happen tonight. Our boy Ray, our producer in the glass room, is 5'6". And we'll play a game shorter than Ray. For example, Kevin Hart. Shorter than Ray?
Yeah,
yes.
Way shorter.
Shorter.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's 5'4".
Yeah.
Wow.
5'4".
He's a little guy.
That's crazy. Did you see he got caught cheating on his wife, supposedly? He was outside a club at 5 a.m. His wife's pregnant.
Oh, no.
He's with another girl in the club and outside the club. Here's the thing, though. Let me say this about cheating.
His wife was in the club?
No, his wife was at home pregnant.
Oh.
So.
I thought she was in and he was outside the club.
He was in the club. Here's the thing about cheating.
Got it.
His wife now, he cheated with on the one before that.
Oh, got it.
Oh, well.
Here's what I'm saying. If the person you're with cheated with you on someone else, they're probably going to cheat on you with someone else.
Highly likely. But not always.
Because that's what they do.
That's what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you did it too, then you might.
That's not the factor. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're with someone, I have friends that I'm like, why are you with her? She cheated on that person with you. What makes you think she's not going to see someone that's a bigger, better deal than you and cheat on you? Because that's her MO. Guys do the same thing. So,
yeah.
That's all. Kevin Hart. And then you say the story about Usher?
No. Oh, yeah, Usher B.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
He had to pay a girl $1.1 million a long time ago because he gave her herpes.
Oh, no.
He told her.
He knew he had it.
He said it was asymptomatic, which he said it often is.
He said, I got it cleared up. But in California, you can't knowingly have it and
not tell.
And not tell.
Oh.
Because it's a virus.
And so he paid. And so, and anyway, it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
That just came out.
The fact that he paid her $1 million.
Wow.
$1.1 million.
Crazy.
But it's like one in five people have it. And with guys, sometimes it doesn't even show up.
Yeah.
Amy used to go teach sex ed.
That's what asymptomatic means, by the way. It means you have no symptoms, you do not have it, but you are carrying the virus. And if you have unprotected relations with someone, then yeah, they could get it. And that's what he did.
Wow.
And he just paid her $1.1 million.
I think he paid it to her a long time ago to keep quiet.
Oh, okay.
He
did. Yes, it just came out.
It was on the hush
yeah,
hush.
You're right.
It just came out. I was like, hey, yo.
I saw that on the iHeartRadio news.
Between us, huh?
Yeah. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Nobody kill anybody, okay? Nobody kill anybody.
Okay.
Murder-free weekend is being urged in Baltimore.
What?
So sad they have to do that.
Wait, explain.
Organizers in Baltimore aim to stop any killings and shootings August 4th through the 6th. They hope to bring a 72-hour truce to a city that has crazy gun violence.
Oh, my goodness.
The message is nobody kill anybody. They think it's a big step for the city that's seen 188 killings this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Nuts, right? That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so, like most of the time we're doing no sugar for 72 hours or something.
Yeah. This is nobody kill. Yeah.
This is serious.
What happens to your brain when you listen to your favorite song? A whole story came out. I was reading this. And regardless of the genre of music, your brain enters like a dream-like state whenever you hear your favorite song. And music enhances connections between your brain and imagination. So if you're able to just listen to a song, you know, not like mess with the kids while it's playing or something, like it does.
And let it take you.
The chemicals in your brain are the same as like when you're just like daydreaming.
Wow.
Your favorite song. Favorite songs are tough though. Because I have favorite songs, but Like, they just remind me of different parts of my life. Like, I love If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Mm-hmm.
I love Stop This Train. I love Round Here. I have my songs that I love that just remind me of things.
Yeah. But do you stop when you hear them and let them take you there?
No, but here's why I'm weird. If I hear one of them somewhere, I'm like, this is a sign. What's a sign?
What do you mean? What?
Like, if I'm in the car. Do you ever do the game where it's like the next song that plays is going to tell me something about?
No.
Me either.
Never.
Me. That's a game.
No. Me either.
Checking.
No. Making sure you guys weren't doing it too. Nah. It's stupid.
But I'm curious.
I read
to
about
see.
That on the internet somewhere, like a BuzzFeed article or something. Yeah, not me.
Mm. Like if you were going to play that game, like what does that song tell you?
It would be like, okay, I got to make a decision about, for example. Offered this TV show. And was like, I don't know if I should take it or not. I don't think the show's very good. So what should I do? And then I turn the radio on and I'm like, whatever the next song is going to be is going to be the song that kind of gives me an idea of what I should do, right?
Wow.
Okay.
And so I turn it on and then it's like, boom. And if that song's on, hey, take the TV show, then I'm like, oh, I should take the show.
You're,
oh.
So you're looking for that song.
Wow, that's a new song.
No, but I'm saying like life decisions sometimes. Or if it's like, where should I go to dinner? I turn on the radio and I'm like, oh, I should probably go here.
Really? Like, is that really sometimes how you make a decision?
Nah, just saying.
That's how it would happen.
I can't believe you guys don't ever do
I'm
that.
I'm like thinking of you like way back in the day. Should I hire Amy and Lunchbox?
Well, you guys came at different times.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, okay, fine. Lunchbox, let's say when you first met him.
So, if I were like, should I hire Lunchbox?
Yeah, what comes on the radio?
And if Craving You comes on the radio from Thomas Rhett, I'd be like, okay, should I hire Lunchbox? And I turn on the radio and say, oh, yeah, I should bring Lunchbox on. Yeah. Craven, another human. I need a human.
Yeah.
Oh, so you take the word.
Okay. Yeah.
But if it was like My Girl by Dylan Scott, you'd
I'd be
like
this
no.
This song's terrible.
Probably not going to work.
I don't need him.
Lunchbox is not my girl. Yeah.
No. Okay. It's making sense. Wow. I get it now.
So that's how you shape your life.
I'm just saying I play that game.
So like,
I'm not talking about this anyway.
Okay.
I'm not.
Should I go left
what
or right at this stop sign?
Body Like a Back Road comes on.
You should probably go home.
Should I start taking dancing lessons or not?
This is confirmation. I'm going to start boxing.
Yeah. Okay, you laugh. I open my heart up and tell you guys all secrets about me.
Stop. What's happening right now?
Abby Lee Miller, the Dance Moms reality star,
mm-hmm.
She's in jail. She has to do 366 days. And she's like, I don't think I'm going to make it.
But is she at like jail or like Martha Stewart jail?
No, she's not in Martha Stewart jail, but she's in jail.
Wow.
So she's in the penitentiary. Yeah, so. There's a difference in the jail and penitentiary.
Absolutely.
I wonder if she thought in elementary she'd see the penitentiary.
So she is doing this whole thing, and she's like, I don't think I'm going to make it. And it's like, how would you do in jail? I think I'd dominate jail.
Really?
Well, first of all, I'd have to make some concessions.
What?
Like what?
You'd be holding someone's pocket.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Listen, it's jail.
And he's a boxer now, though. He's a
boxer.
But you
have tattoos.
It's jail. Listen, it's jail. I get in. I can thrive in any environment.
You're like a chameleon.
I'm good. Okay. It would take me a second, but I'd probably run in jail.
Wow.
What?
I think so. Yeah.
So you wouldn't be holding someone's pocket.
No, I probably would for a while. I have to. Got to get in.
You got to get in slowly.
Until you shank them.
Stop.
Where are you getting these words from?
Yeah, you locked up.
Prison Break.
The one prison show Amy's ever watched.
Whenever I was watching that one about, you know, babies inside jail.
Do you think they would put me in solitary, like where they put people who are known?
Oh, protective custody.
Because
absolutely.
I wonder if, because I'm just on the radio, but the radio show is big.
People listen to us in jail. We get letters.
But I'm saying, would I be considered big enough to put me away so I don't get beat up?
No.
Because of notoriety.
Oh,
I don't think so
not
either.
Yet.
What?
Well, really?
We
got to
work on
so.
That.
It depends what? Where you go to jail. If you're going to jail in some random state, no. But yes, here you would be for sure in protective custody.
Like our biggest, Wichita, Kansas, you probably have to be put somewhere safe.
My goal is to be so famous that if I go to jail, I get put alone. That's going to be my new goal in my career. It's like, I need to get so big that if I did some time,
that's good.
I want to get put in my own spot. Yeah. Hey, Katie in Nashville, what's going on?
Nothing. How are y'all?
We're really good. What can I help you with?
Well, y'all talked about something that was really funny yesterday, and I got to ask, what's up with Pizza Pete?
Oh, so Pizza Pete is a guy that over the weekend, our producer Raymond ordered a pizza, and he was like, hey, pizza hadn't been here yet. And this guy named Pete goes, here, I'll drop my pin so you can see exactly where I am as I get closer to your house. So Ray watched the pizza delivered to his house. But Pizza Pete never turned his pen off. So Ray's been watching Pete live his life for like a week. And so Ray can see where Pizza Pete is right now. And I'm assuming it's his normal morning spot.
That's what sucks. He's always going to be asleep during our show.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't move in the morning. He's literally in the exact same spot he was yesterday.
Oh.
But did he move around at all yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, his shift starts around 5. So as I'm going to bed, the dude's all over town. Yeah, he ain't moving. And I know where he lives, I guess. Unless he's staying over at his chick's place or that, I don't know.
We've assigned a story to Pizza Pete.
Pizza Pete's girlfriend. Wonder what she does.
He lives pretty close to campus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's he look like? Like, what celebrity?
You could start leaving him notes.
He's actually a kind of good-looking dude. He's taller. I'd say he's 6'2", dark hair. What celebrity?
Compare him to a celebrity so Pizza Pete in our mind can be something.
I would say Shia LaBeouf when he was better looking and not like a disaster.
What if he's an aspiring country singer?
What if this is a movie that's about to be made?
Yes,
Pizza Pete. Does he move around at all, like throughout the early in the day, like go to the gym or anything?
No, he definitely doesn't go to the gym. It honestly, when he is moving, it almost looks like he's on his pizza route. Because you can see him going all over the place, and if you're going to your gym, it's just a straight line.
Does he go back to the pizza place to pick up pizza?
Yes.
Which pizza place? Do you know which?
It's Pizza Perfect.
Yeah. Where? What's it? Near what?
Near Wedgwood. It's right next to campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we know where he works.
now we know so much
pizza
about Pizza
Pete. Pizza Pete left his phone on, so Ray tracks him. Oh my god! Hey,
this
Katie,
is bound to get
there's your pizza.
Pizza Pete.
Thank you for calling and asking because I like the Pizza Pete updates.
I do too, and honestly, I work right next door to Pizza Perfect, which is even funnier. So
you have to go over and look for Shia LaBeouf and ish, and be like, "Hey, oh man,
you're just going to be like,
Ray, you got to go order. You got to go. You have to go. I got to go get see him and not let him know it's you.
We need to get another delivery."
Maybe.
Yeah, and say your request Pete. You
and
can
see
request
if he's coming,
July
but
it's
not really Pete, is it?
Hi there, I'd like, you can't make it obvious. Hey, I'd love for Pete to deliver it. Oh, and
is
make sure
really
his GPS is on, too.
Hold on.
No reason.
Wait, is his name really
Pete?
Pete,
or did you make that up?
I made it up because it goes together.
Right, Lunchbox doesn't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know his real name.
I thought his name was Pete.
I thought his name was Pete. Why am I like alliteration?
I've named him that. Me and my girlfriend joke, we're like, oh, Pizza Pete. It's just a joke.
Oh, well,
Pizza Jim works.
No, it doesn't. Pizza Pete has alliteration.
Yeah, oh.
All right, well, let us know, Ray.
He's sleeping. sleeping right now, everybody. Stop asking
Keep
me.
Keep a journal what time he wakes up and leaves the house. Let us
like
know.
Like noon. He's a pizza guy.
Is he a college student?
Yes.
Ah.
Well, so you think.
Imagine Shia LaBeouf, but named Pete.
Before the disaster.
Before you. If you're in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm coming up there. So is Eddie, the Raging Idiot.
Yeah!
We're coming to Madison, Wisconsin. Not this weekend, but I think next weekend. So we'd love to see you. RagingIdiots.com. And we're bringing Aubrey Sellers, who was on the show, and Bailey Bryan, who's been on the show, and Jackie Lee. So it's going to be a big, cool thing. So we're doing that. We're playing Faster Horses this weekend. It's a huge festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we put out this. We didn't even put it out. We started playing the Chick-fil-A song. Now everybody wants to book the Raging Idiots again.
We're back on the road. Tearing it up.
Raging Idiot. We are the most fun band in country music. I'd say we're the best.
No, the most fun.
But we're the most fun band.
No
I,
doubt.
I agree. Y'all are pretty fun.
No. We're very fun.
Y'all are the most fun.
Yes. A lot of fun.
Here's the thing. We get mail sent to us all the time, and Lunchbox had a gift sent to him, and he never gets gifts sent to him. I don't know why, but I get really nice things. People make. Amy gets nice things. Lunchbox doesn't get things sent to him that often, and maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. I'm not the judge of that. However, he was sent a box of straws. And do you know about the straws?
No, I opened them and I was like, what is this? This is, I don't get it.
And I started thinking about it. Do you think, because it was a big box of straws.
Yeah, there was a lot of straws. I didn't understand it at all. So I was like, okay.
Was there a note?
No, nothing. It was just, and they spent their good money because they Amazon Prime that box of straws. And I'm talking like 500 straws. And I just opened up and I was like, oh, okay. So I just set them down and walked away.
Does everyone else think that someone sent him a box of, hey, you suck?
Yes! That's exactly what
like,
I thought.
That's
I
the straws.
I did not think that.
Like, here's a box of straws because you suck.
That's what I thought, too.
So you didn't put anything out there like, hey, I need a straw?
No.
Why would he say that on the air?
Why would I ever say, I need straws? So I was just like, oh, no. Cool.
Wait a minute. The brand of the straw is Sip and Joy.
Uh-oh.
Could that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Like but why would they send him a straw, though, unless they say you suck?
Literally. There are 500 straws in this that are 7 3/4 inches.
Yes, because you suck.
You suck.
No.
I love that.
That's it. And that's a funny gift.
Totally.
I'll take a straw.
I don't think that's what it's saying.
Okay. That's fine. I couldn't think. And then finally, I was like, I think it says you suck. I don't think you suck, but I think they do.
I mean, if they do, they're idiots.
That's funny, though.
Let me tell you a story about Lunchbox. So you tell me if you think he sucks or not, okay? So he goes to the airport, right?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. You know, he goes to the airport or whatever.
Okay.
His wife's coming back into town. Like, how many hours later?
3.5.
And he tells her, I'm not driving back to the airport. I just left. And two, there's traffic. So you take a Lyft home.
What?
Oh. Now, am I leaving anything out of the story?
Well, you're leaving out that I had to battle traffic to get to the airport and then back home, and she was on a work trip, so work would pay for her Lyft. She doesn't have to pay for it. So that way I can get to bed, and I can get some good sleep so I can be A game for the show. So I said, listen, I've already gone to the airport. I don't want to just get back in the car and drive back. So just go ahead and take a Lyft. It's a lot easier. And she had checked a bag, so it's going to be even later. Timing would be way off if I pulled up. Just take a Lyft.
Does that suck or is that okay, understandable?
How long has she been out of town?
A few days.
I think it's understandable.
I think it sucks.
I mean,
I think it sucks too. It's your wife. Go pick her up. She'd pick you up.
She would do anything for you.
Okay.
Guys, if your work is paying for it, why not take advantage of that way you don't have to waste our gas. It's double.
Was it about the work paying for it, or you not wanted to drive up there?
No.
Listen, I was tired. I battled traffic.
Battled.
Well, I did.
Battled a big traffic. Fight.
Man, have you ever been in 5 o'clock traffic trying to get to the airport?
Yeah.
Woo, it takes a long time. It is a battle.
Would she have done it for you?
Oh, probably.
See? That's why you suck.
That's why you get straw sent to you up in the room.
I really think that's a bad move? Because I've done that before with my husband. Like, not gone.
I mean, he had nothing else going on. I mean, just a little sacrifice, you know, battle traffic. No big deal. It's for your wife.
That's why not? Battle. Like,
well, I'm using his words. It's really not a battle.
Struggle.
Who's shorter? Raymond, our producer, who stands 5'6" tall, or Lil Wayne?
Oh, Lil Wayne's really short.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
Lil Wayne's 5'5". Lil Wayne is shorter than Ray.
What?
Wow. Whoa!
Yeah, he's short.
That's why his name's not Big Wayne.
That's right.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, goodness.
Who's shorter, Raymond, our producer at 5'6", or Elijah Wood?
Raymond.
Elijah Wood is
Ray is shorter. How about Ben Stiller? Who's shorter?
I've never
Ray.
Seen him.
Ben Stiller's only 5'7".
Oh,
wow,
so Ray.
So Ray's shorter.
Ray's shorter, but I'm surprised he's only 5'7".
That is, wow,
Kevin Hart's 5'4", which is crazy. And Paul Simon's 5'5".
He's so little.
Who's Paul Simon?
Simon okay. Garfunkel.
Okay,
then,
got
then
it.
Paul Simon.
Well, I know Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know if him by himself.
Yeah, just... Paul Simon is bigger, in my musically for me, than Simon and Garfunkel. That's just what he did first. But they had Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I got
Mrs.
Simon
Robinson.
Yeah. I know them.
Oh, I danced to a Paul Simon song at my wedding with my dad. Oh, it's so good. What is so good? Dad, something about daughters.
That's John Mayer.
No, no, I did not.
Fathers,
that would be
be good to your daughters.
That's a not a wedding song with your dad.
Man, the only thing I can picture Paul Simon, I just picture Paul Schaefer.
No. they do look a little light, though. Like, this Graceland album, I listened to it 1,000 times. Do you know Diamonds on Soles of Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wonder what you would say.
See, they would know Al.
That's what you probably dance with.
No, it had daughters.
Y'all know that one?
No.
Man walks down the street and says,
why am I soft in the middle now?
Why am I soft in the middle now?
The rest of my life is so hard.
All right, what Amy?
It's called Father and Daughter.
Okay.
It's good if people are looking for something.
Yeah, here we go. Eddie, your kid's going back to school when?
August 7th.
Man, a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's coming.
Here's the quiz for you.
Uh-oh.
How many pencils does Eddie Jr. need? School supplies wise.
I'd say a pack. I'd say a pack of 10.
12 is the answer. I'll give you that for 10.
That's pretty close.
Okay. What type of glue is recommended for your 9-year-old?
Elmer's school glue.
Glue sticks. No other kind is accepted.
No way. Yeah.
To help the teachers out with their presenting, what do they need Eddie Jr. to bring?
Presenting?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know. The glasses.
Washable felt markers for the dry erase board.
Oh, okay.
What?
Is your son allowed to bring scissors?
Yes. Plastic scissors. Round tip.
One pair of scissors. How many folders to store papers are needed?
Okay, I'd say one for every subject. 7.
I'll give it to you. It's 8. One for each class. It's correct. You're doing okay.
All right, all right.
You're not a total, like...
No, I'm dad of the year,
checked
dude.
Out dad. What bathroom product does Eddie Jr., 9 years old, need to bring?
Easy, Kleenex.
One box of tissues.
Oh.
Good. Are red pens allowed?
No, only the teacher has red pens.
Yes, please bring one red pen. It's for when students are correcting each other's papers when they do that exercise.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but,
so.
Man, I missed
he
that
He just guessed.
What do you mean guessed?
You
I'm a dad.
Like,
what grade is he going to be
in? I don't know what
my third
does.
Grade.
That's crazy. That little squirt, man. I remember him coming out like, both of them. That's crazy. August 7th, school goes back for you, huh?
I can't wait.
I can't. Mr. Bobby Bones. On the web right now at BobbyBones.com, there's an Amy smoothie breakdown. She told us how to make her exact smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was a smoothie post the other day, and it just needed some clarification, so we did it all.
And behind the scenes, Lunchbox got offended by our new digital girl, Morgan number 2, because she was just genuinely like, hey, what's your skill set? So I can include you on how to do some web stuff. But instead you asked him, what were your exact words, Morgan number 2?
I asked him if he went to school.
No, you said, did you ever go to school?
You keep throwing that ever in there, and that really didn't happen.
So that's up to BobbyBones.com. I'm trying to see behind the scenes of that. So lots of people are calling about this.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call two birds in love?
What do you call two birds in love?
Tweethearts.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
The Morning Corny.
You want it again?
I guess not.
Yeah, that's what that means.
I guess that's what the button means.
Oh.
I guess there's also Tell Me Something Good Up at BobbyBones.com. A 92-year-old grandmother is the flower girl at her granddaughter's wedding, if you want to go over and see that. All right, Lunchbox. I'll give you the artist. You tell me what they majored and got their degree
in. Oh, it's easy.
Luke Bryan. In business, culinary arts, or agriculture?
Corn grows, whiskey, agriculture.
Corn doesn't immediately grow whiskey. But
you know what I'm saying? That's the song.
Business. Luke's business major.
I is businessman.
Reba. Law, teaching, or finance?
Reba wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah. She has a teaching degree. It's great. Yeah. Kenny Chesney, go for it blind. What did Kenny Chesney major in?
Kenny Chesney, marine life.
That's kind of funny.
That is funny.
So instead, he just had a career about singing songs on the beach. Well, I can never make it with the whales, so I'm just going to sing songs about seashells. No, advertising.
Oh.
So there's that. Tomorrow morning, Danielle Bradbury will be coming in to sing on Female Friday, which is a way that I've created to bring in females that normally wouldn't get to be on the radio. And so it's like, hey, come in. Let's let everybody hear how awesome you are. We always set aside Friday to do it, so hopefully people hear them on Friday and then listen on Monday and Wednesday. And yeah, so she'll be in tomorrow. People are asking, saying, stop doing Female Friday because it's not fair.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. Listen, for 4 years, I've been talking about, can we not get more females on the radio? I even wrote in my book. People are writing blogs now. I wrote it in a book. A published book. This has been a problem for a long time, so I'm not going to stop doing it. So that'll be tomorrow. And I hope you check out Aubrey Sellers from the week before. What are you confused about?
I'm confused at how many of these people went to college.
You mean
the
country stars?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I was just thinking about that. I'm like, they all went and got degrees? That's crazy to me.
I feel like he doesn't listen to all the show.
No.
And I knew something was still on his mind.
He's pondering, yes.
He stayed back 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, he was still back there. And I was like, go ahead, put it out there.
And I'm still thinking about, and I think Female Friday is good. I don't know why people want you to quit it, but yeah.
They're sexist.
I'm shocked that so many of these stars went to college and got degrees.
Because they can sing? Because
they got talent. Just go sing.
All right, Amy, what do you have over there?
Okay, so Lay's announced the finalists for this year's Do Us a Flavor contest. You know, the one where they put out the top three, everyone gets to buy them and eat them, and the winner gets $1 million.
Yeah, so you create a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the three finalists?
Yeah, I read, they didn't seem like that crazy to me.
Yeah, they're not that crazy. But what you're going to see in stores that you can test out is the Everything Bagel Lay's potato chip.
That's an interesting one.
Fried green tomatoes.
Disgusting. Ugh. That does not sound like a good chip. Who would pick that one?
Yeah.
And then crispy taco.
That's interesting.
Okay, let's
try it. Like, I like hard tacos.
Yeah, crispies.
Like, I love, I'm going to tell you, maybe it's just me, like, in college, but a simple Taco Bell crunchy taco.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They were like less than a dollar in college.
I would buy a box of them and just crush 12 of them. They are so good to me. And occasionally on the road, you know, we'll stop. And a lot of times if we go Taco Bell, I get the protein bulk. But sometimes I'll just get some of those tacos and just go to town.
Yeah, one of those Starburst freezes.
Yeah, that's occasion. Mm-hmm. But man.
Occasion.
Yeah. But
it's the occasion for the occasion.
Man, what else you got?
So, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're sold out. And when they get back in stock, I have to buy this stuff for my husband. Tabasco is releasing their hottest sauce ever. It's 20 times hotter than the original. It's called Scorpion Sauce, and they're already sold out. And it's going to be a limited time thing. So hopefully they'll get a new batch up so we can buy some.
I'm such a wimp about hot stuff.
Yeah.
Like just putting the buffalo sauce on things makes me go, ow. I'm like, ooh, it's hot. Just buffalo sauce. I can't really do hot sauce. Eddie?
I've grown in my age. When I was younger, couldn't touch it. Now, I like a little hot sauce.
Yeah.
Is that a lifestyle thing? Like your dad?
No, it's not like even a family thing.
The Hispanic, the hot, the chilies.
My parents like their salsa hot.
Yeah.
And we don't really do hot sauce, but lately, it's been my thing. I like hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm not a hot sauce
Say
guy.
Salsa.
Salsa.
He doesn't say it like that. Until he gets on the radio, he doesn't say it like that.
Just now mean? He was like, I like my salsa hot. I'm like,
I didn't
what?
Say salsa.
But I'm saying you don't talk like that as a human. You say salsa and then you get on the air and you're like, Nicota?
No, it's salsa.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not salsa.
What are those rap things salsa. Called that you put?
Burritos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
that's
those
really
too.
How you say
yeah.
it,
yeah.
but that's not how you say
he's
it.
He's like, queso.
You're such a poser.
Yeah, queso. Say it right, everyone.
Queso.
Thank you.
Off the air, he's like, hey, Chipotle's getting queso. We're like, hey, Eddie, what's Chipotle getting? Queso.
Queso.
You're so full of it. What else?
So Chris Kirkpatrick says that all five guys from NSYNC, they keep up by phone, and they're all in a group text together, but there's some like subgroup texts that don't include everybody, but it made me think of like our show group texts. Like, I don't know. you know, the NSYNC hasn't really been together in like a really long time. Do you think, guys, once we're way older, will we still keep our show group text going?
I'm not even in the show group text.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
No. That's so weird
to
me.
But like us guys, will we?
I'd love to.
Yeah. I don't think you all remain friends once I'm out of the equation.
What?
Yeah, we're all done.
But we would be group texting together. I'm just saying NSYNC is still doing it.
I'm saying I don't think you guys remain close without me as the cog.
Interesting. Wait, what?
I'm the cog to hold it all together.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
He's the main axle.
But you're not even on the text. You're not even
I
on
know,
the group text.
But you guys text about me. That's what.
No, no.
In the show.
You can be on it. You would just be annoyed and you'd never reply, so it'd be fine.
But my point is, when would Lunchbox and Amy ever hang out in their whole life if it weren't for this show?
We've done.
Yeah, and never, I guess.
You guys do.
Right. I mean, we live right down the street from each other. And I mean, when there's dinner parties, no.
I'm just saying, you guys are very close. Okay, but you wouldn't be without this job.
I agree with you on that.
Gosh, you know what? You're making a good point.
Yeah. I hate group texts.
Okay.
Because you're the reason we all know each other.
That's correct.
So
you're the common.
If you're new to the show, these are just all my friends. If you wonder, why does this show suck so bad? Like, why does it sound not like a radio show? It's because it's just me and Home of Friends. We just got a room and.
Yeah,
we started in one city, and the next thing you know, we're in 100, and we're like, we can't believe it either.
And Lunchbox makes me feel bad when he says that, but he has like UFC parties and fights, like our things at his house all the time. We do not get invited.
Yeah, no, that's what Bobby's saying.
Hey, Lunchbox is fake news.
No.
Fake news.
Hold on.
Fake
host. You have no interest in watching people beat each other up.
I watch UFC.
But it's like a party. Like,
Amy
it's
socializing.
Does not
have. Yeah, I watch.
Bobby is a boxer now.
Yeah, I fight.
Okay, so. Question. When you guys make a phone call, do you change your voice to make it sound deeper, smarter, or more confident?
All my friends do except for me. I hear you guys all on the phone.
What?
And Amy will get on the phone. And this is her. She's like, yes, I would just like to say that I ordered. Everybody has a phone voice. But like people have a dog voice. I will say I do not have a change of voice ever. My dog talked to like a human.
You don't have when you're on a conference call, you don't have your more intelligent Bobby Bones voice?
No.
I've heard him on conference calls. He doesn't change.
I don't
really.
Nothing.
A little bit. Okay, yeah, you're right.
It's too much work.
Like, he even talks to my kids the way he talks to us.
Yeah. I keep it
consistent. Like, hey, what's up, Junior? What's up?
I'm like, hey, dude, come here.
Yeah.
I'm three. But yeah. No.
That's cool.
Stop with the big three stuff. Yeah. Come on.
And you do talk to your dog like a friend.
No, I just talk to everybody the same. Well, I believe that God created us all equal.
Wow.
So it should all.
So you should talk to them all the same way.
Equal. Yes.
Well, according to a new survey, 40% of people say they have a special phone voice, and
they're
they
lying.
Change
it's
it.
Like 90% of people.
They change it, especially when they're talking to like their bank or like clients.
They think they'll get extra money if they're.
Interesting.
Maybe you just want to sound like you.
Bonjour.
Anything else?
No, those are my four stories.
Is it for the rule?
I don't know. I've been going with that because it seemed to work, but what do you want me to...
Oh, I don't care. I just... Anything you have over there, I always...
I have four in my pile right here. All right. I have a legit pile. See?
There's Amy. Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So, Ryan Seacrest back to American Idol.
Officially?
Uh-huh. They announced it this morning. They didn't announce the money deal yet. I would imagine that they can't pay him up front because they're going to be out of money. They paid Katy Perry $25 million because they had to get somebody quick. I would imagine that they're giving Ryan, just me speculating, some points, meaning some you own a part of the backside of
gotcha.
Idol. Like if it makes money. That's the way to do it. Like profit sharing even. So he's going to go back, and they have his whole schedule up online. Like, he flies here, he flies. Say whatever you want about Seacrest. That dude works like crazy.
That's what I used to tell people about you.
That's what you used to tell people about
no,
me?
No, I will. If people say anything about you, say what you want about Bobby. That dude works.
Like crazy.
Like crazy.
That's perfect.
It's good. That means you're on the right track. You're on the Ryan Seacrest.
I'm not trying to be on any
I know
track.
You're not I know you're not
I'm
trying.
I'm trying to just live
you're on
my
that
life.
Yeah. You're on that worked respect track.
I mean, I would like to have balance.
You have no balance. You don't understand balance. Like, you do not want balance because when there's vacation, work.
Listen, I get and say what you want about
you
yourself,
not...
but you work.
Okay, here she goes with the
like
same
crazy.
We have vacation in August.
Yeah,
well, right?
What
like
are
our
you
week of
vacation.
I have no idea.
I dread it's unacceptable if you do nothing.
I dread it.
You're not looking forward to it.
No. One, because Lindsay is. Her record is coming out. Like, she's off working.
Okay. Can you go with her?
No, she's doing stuff every day to promote her record.
Oh,
like flying all around the country doing that. So, one, I don't want to go on vacation anyway. Two, here I go, me with thumb on my butt, like normal.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's...
It's like that.
Vacation.
I mean... How about we all write something down, we put it in a hat, and you draw what you're going to go
That's
do.
A terrible idea. Like,
oh, because I would put something bad on purpose.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Like Siberia. Yeah. Go swim with the gators. Right? I mean,
no, we do something, like, think of something genuinely, like, that would be awesome
Russia.
For him.
Jail.
North Korea. I mean, no.
One week in the penitentiary. Yeah.
You're going to love
That's not even an option, is it?
Can you do that?
Yeah, there was a TV show on A&E where they get locked up for like 60 days.
And you pay for it, like a vacation?
I have no...
I feel like some counties might do that because they're hard on money.
No, nothing. I don't need vacation.
That's crazy to me.
No. You do need vacation.
You do need it. You
Bodies
don't want it.
Need rest.
I don't even have a hobby.
It's like, I don't want to work out, but I need to.
You had hobbies, but somehow you turn them into work.
Yeah, that's right. You know what my hobbies are? I like to go at work. I do stand up on the weekends, and the Raging Idiots are becoming a thing again. And so that's on the road, driving around for hours.
Okay, work.
It's work.
I don't have a hobby where I just get away from work.
You're like...
Yeah. I tell my wife that it's work, so go with me.
It is work.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
But sometimes my wife just thinks we're out there, like, traveling, having a good time.
Does she get jealous that you get to go out and...
No, she just, like, looks at it as, like...
But for you, it is kind of just a good time.
Because everything I do, I have to have a good time doing it, or else I won't do it. It's like us. You make fun of me in Lunchbox putting balls in the morning while you guys are working, but that's... We got to have a good time while we're at work.
So, you wouldn't show up for work if you weren't able to have some sort of a good time?
Oh, if this work was just like, ugh, I hate it.
You
like,
just wouldn't work?
You'd go find a fun job?
I'd have to.
Oh, my...
Yeah.
Just,
guys, life's too short.
Hey, he's got a great point. If you're not having fun at work, get the heck out of there.
Boom.
There's no point.
I hate it when Lunchbox agrees with me.
Sometimes you have to grind it out.
Most people don't like their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I know, but then they can't complain about it because they have the freedom to go find another one if they don't
it's
like it that,
that
much.
It's not that easy. Sometimes you have to provide, and you can't you can't provide on fun job.
That's true.
High five, Eddie.
Like, my stepdad did not want to work at the sawmill every day for 20 years.
See, I think about your stepdad because he mows lawns now for the county, and I'm like, man, I could totally mow lawns for the state. If I'm having a blast with my boys mowing lawns, like, let's do that. That's just the way I think. I don't know. I do love this job, though. Don't get me wrong, Bones. You're looking at me like, go find another job. I like this job.
That's a fun trick. Let's make Eddie go take a 3-month trial to find another
job. Dude, I've always said I want to go work at Pizza Hut or Whataburger. Oh, God, don't take me serious. I mean, it's just a thought I've had.
Okay, I'm done talking
so
to you.
So don't take you serious.
But he does.
It's just a thought. But he'd have fun doing it.
Could you just live on the beach?
Turn this song up. Of course I would.
With no job.
Absolutely.
You'd be fine with that?
Yes.
All right, gonna go. There'll be a new episode of the Bobby Cast up tonight. So if you like hearing songs from behind the scenes in Nashville, like songwriters, there's another one up tonight. You can hear a Kip Moore one that's up now, a Karen Fairchild from Little Big Town, a Cole Swindell. It's just an hour. People come into my house and we just talk. Tonight is Tom Douglas. Tom wrote The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert, I Run to You, Lady Antebellum, Meanwhile Back at Mama's, stuff like that. So another one goes up tonight. Search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. What are you doing today?
I have Nash Chat.
Oh, Nashville's on tonight on CMT. Yeah. So after that, you have the show?
Yes, live on CMT Facebook.
I am doing the Bobby Cast. I have to go and I have to get a little laser hair removal on my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
I'm very manly.
Swing over. I'm right by you, you know. I feel like from my Nash Chat... you could come see me, maybe.
I might come into your Nash Chat.
Why? So people think that's my house, like we're filming at my house, which is cool, but it's not.
Well, watch Amy tonight after Nashville. It'll be on the CMT Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. We'll see you on Friday. Tomorrow, Danielle Bradbury comes in. Female Friday, as we try to highlight as many females that maybe wouldn't get to come up to the radio station right now. So we try to make it that they do get to come up to the radio station. So Female Friday tomorrow, Danielle Bradbury in studio.
Let's go.
Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.